Hello, my name is Sarah Jane Smith and I'm a quantum healing hypnosis practitioner. This technique achieves the deepest possible level of hypnosis. This unique way of hypnosis is a very powerful tool which can help people with mental, emotional, and physical trauma. This therapy is so powerful that all you need is one session. You can get answers to all of your life questions. First, we'll get an understanding of what caused the issue so that healing can begin. Expand your consciousness and remember who you truly are. Are you ready to unlock the potential of your soul and free your mind?
Brings me to Clown of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Judge David Fletcher. And I wish I was making this story up. Fortunately, I'm not. Pensioner who served wine and mince pies during lockdown, thinking he was tier two, not tier three, jailed. These were different levels of restrictions in the lockdown in Britain. Take a breath. An old age pensioner who broke lockdown by serving wine and mince pies while thinking he was tier two, not tier three, has been jailed. Maurice Snelling has been caged over the incident at a shooting club. The 72-year-old had been jailed or has been jailed after attempting to destroy evidence. He was the license holder at the club in Tier 3 during the coronavirus lockdown in late 2020. He had claimed the club was in Tier 2, which allowed customers to consume alcohol inside a venue if drinks were accompanied by a substantial meal. This is the subtlety of the virus, you see. You could, he thought, have customers consuming alcohol inside a venue if drinks were accompanied by a substantial meal. That was going to be okay. That was only tier two. But tier three wouldn't allow that. And by the way, why would a virus not attack you if you were having a drink and a substantial meal and not, or then attack you rather, if you were having a drink and a pork pie or a packet of crisps? The whole thing is nonsensical to start with, but it gets more so when you see what happened in court. It says that Snelling did not respond to both emailed and written requests by Staffordshire Police to review CCTV footage the court heard. So you've got all these crimes taking place, but the Staffordshire Police want to see CCTV footage to see if you broke lockdown rules. So it says Snelling contacted CCTV contractor Welsh Services to ask for the hard drive to be removed from the system as police closed in. Thomas Sherrington, mitigating, representing Snelling, said in court, my client is a man who is 72 and for many years ran a successful business and genuinely believed that the premises fell into Cheshire, which was a different tier. This has tarnished his reputation. He believed he was targeted by neighbours, and this built up resentment of a man with good character. Mr. Sherrington added that since the proceedings started, his client's health had declined and he had suffered multiple heart attacks. He added, the prognosis is grim. So, you got a 72-year-old man who it's claimed broke lockdown rules and wanted to hide the evidence as the police closed in. He's had multiple heart attacks since the proceedings began. The prognosis is grim for him. So what did Circuit Judge Clown David Fletcher do? In those circumstances, he jailed the guy for 6 months. Fletcher said, I find it hard to believe that Mr. Snelling didn't know which lockdown tier he was in. This offence strikes at the heart of justice. What? Talking of Snelling, he said, he is anti-establishment, especially to the police. He doesn't like being told what to do. He treated police with resentment. So this judge now is treating someone on the basis of believing they are anti-establishment and someone who doesn't want to be told what to do by authority. A 72-year-old with multiple heart attacks over a breach of lockdown rules long, long past. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the mentality that dominates the legal system, which is supposed to be a backdrop, a safety net on the excesses of authority on the people. Not why this clown, well, this clown is about, that's for sure. So, Judge David Fletcher, you are deservedly clown of the week. And I suspect if we followed your cases, of many other weeks too.
The whole basis of the manipulation is to divide us. And it's to get us to judge each other, to hate each other, to envy each other, to compete with each other.
It's to confuse people, especially the young, about their gender who weren't confused before. That's what it's about.
A lot of people don't carry cash anymore, and they're not grabbing credit cards either. Instead, they're using their smartphones.
A currency that wouldn't be cash, it would be merely electronic, for which there are fundamental implications for human freedom.
The United States is preparing for a war against Russia through Ukraine, and what they plan is to try to take Crimea back. The idea for this Third World War is to involve Russia and China against the West.
Stage one, you create a problem. It could be a manufactured virus. You want a reaction, and you want them to either say, do something, or you want them to accept what the authorities suggest must be done. So one of the agendas is to massively cull the population. They want to reduce the numbers.